Our gospel reading today from Luke is the familiar story of Jesus's parents losing him, then finding him in the temple. It's a very human story. I'm sure those of you who are parents can identify with Mary and Joseph's fretting at the loss of their son, can identify with Mary's words to Jesus. Why have you done this to us? Didn't you think or care about how this might affect us, your parents? And I'm sure Jesus's cheeky adolescent response is also not unfamiliar. Why were you so worried? I just had to do it. This scene, this all too human scene, shows us a crucially important theme we find throughout Luke's gospel. It's first announced in the Canticle of Zechariah, when he sings of his son's birth as, quote, giving knowledge of salvation to God's people. A child's birth, in this case, the birth of John the Baptist, gives people knowledge of God's saving presence and action among them. Knowledge of salvation comes to us when we find and own the fulfillment of God's promise to us in the actual reality of our own lives. Our finding always presumes our looking for, our searching for. Knowledge of salvation comes when our faith is big enough, is convinced enough to look for and find the coming together of God's presence and promise and our own lived lives. In this, Mary, whose feast we celebrate today, Mary is our model and teacher. There are words Luke uses to describe Mary that we really need to hear. Mary ponders. She reflects. She treasures. She ponders on what she senses in prayer. She reflects on the visit of foreigners to see her newborn son. She treasures what's happening, even unwelcome events like not finding her son and his adolescent remarks to her. Somewhere, somehow, God is at work here. Mary treasures her life as wife and mother, as where God comes and blesses. Today we celebrate the feast of Mary's Immaculate Heart. Let us allow her heart to speak to our heart. Let us learn from her to ponder our prayer, to reflect on events, and to treasure our lives as where God actually comes to bless us. Bless us in and through daily events. Bless us in and through our lives with one another. Bless us even in times of pandemic, social unrest, and political uncertainty. Listen to the words of the collect prayer of today's feast. Let us listen and let us pray. O God, you prepared a worthy dwelling place for the Holy Spirit in the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Graciously grant through her intercession, that we too may be a living temple of your glory. Amen. Amen.